Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Anne Albright. She is a speech and language pathologist at the Ann Carlson Center in Jamestown. And Anne, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for joining us. I'm very excited to talk to you about your job at the Ann Carlson Center and also help celebrate May as Speech Therapy Month. This is a very important month, a month that we can recognize speech therapy and all that it encompasses and just how important jobs like speech and language pathologist is. And right away, Anne, would you mind kind of explaining your duties at the Ann Carlson Center?
Well, at the Ann Carlson School, we have a variety of clients that we work with. We have an educational portion. So we have our kids that attend school there. We have our students who live there and attend school. We also have some clients that live there that are not school age yet. So then we work with those kids. So those are more, usually they're medically fragile kids who need some pretty intensive therapy. And then we also have an outpatient portion of our clientele and our caseload that we have kids from the community that come in and have evaluations done, and then we will see them for direct therapy services.
And being Ann Carlson Center, obviously a lot of the focus is pediatrics and the kids.
Yes, it's pretty much all pediatrics. Once in a while, we dabble in an adult little situation here or there. But
excellent. Mm-hmm. So being speech and language pathologist, you've been doing it for a few years at the Ann Carlson Center.
Yes, I've been there. I'm on my 35th year.
We don't want to date you, but 35 years is a long time, but you've been doing this speech and language work. And so kind of walk us through the day in a speech and language pathologist in your daily routines at the Ann Carlson Center.
Well, we work a lot on, with our kids who live at the Ann Carlson Center, we work a lot on their functional skills. So we try to keep things very functional in teaching them how to live their days easier, how to be able to be more independent. So that would qualify as working on their communication. We work on their feeding skills. A lot of times we help with behavioral interventions, with helping them learn to follow directions and things like that. Okay. So as far as the day goes, a lot of times I start my day out with giving somebody breakfast, a therapeutic breakfast. We do therapeutic lunch. We do therapeutic snacks throughout the day. And then in between there, we have kids who are scheduled for a half an hour session working on their communication skills.
Yeah. And of course, I mean, we don't need to hear this from a speech and language pathologist, but I mean, communication, we all rely on it every single day. And some of these kids, they need that help and that assistance. And that's really the whole reason you're there, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. And, there are a lot of different levels of communication. And sometimes people think you don't start communicating until you're 2 or 3 years old, but you pretty much start communicating right when you're born.
Right.
Between your parental interactions.
Yeah.
So we start working with kids almost at zero age, right?
Very
at
young.
Newborn.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Again, we have Anne Albright joining us on Let's Talk About It, speech and language pathologist at the Ann Carlson Center. It is Speech Therapy Month, and there's a couple of things we should mention too with this, Anne, and Chris pointed it out. Not just during this month, but you guys do free screenings as well for pediatrics, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can just call the Ann Carlson Rehab Department and talk to Haley and set that up, and we will check anything out for someone to determine if they need to go on with any more involved evaluation at that point.
Very good. And there was something else we wanted to mention. Licensed assistant. This is something you said within the last year.
Yes, we have in North Dakota last April, we passed some legislation now, and within the speech therapy rules, we now have a position. It's called an SLP LA, and the LA stands for licensed assistant. Okay. And that is a person who has a 4-year speech therapy degree. So they have their bachelor's degree. And sometimes those people either choose not to go on, or they haven't gotten into a master's program.
Okay.
So it offers us to have those people who are out there with that knowledge to be able to work with us now. So they work with the speech pathologist the licensed speech pathologist, and then they help out in carrying out the caseload.
Awesome. And have you found, like, in the last year that it's been a great help to you?
Oh, it's absolutely a super help to us.
Awesome.
Super, especially in our situation, because we do see kids pretty intensively a lot of times.
Right.
So if we're seeing somebody 5 days a week, they can see them a couple of those times, and then we see them.
That does help out a great
deal. The master's therapist sees them the other days.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, that sounds like it's a great help. And that actually brings me to one of the other things I wanted to ask, Anne, is how did you find yourself in speech pathology? Was it something that you're like, this is something I want to do? And then you found yourself at the Ann Carlson. Could you kind of tell us a little bit about that experience?
I am from Jamestown originally, so I haven't moved very far in my life. Actually, you know, I was always aware that Ann Carlson was there, but I had really never been there. As far as choosing speech pathology, I knew that I wanted to teach, but I did not want to be in have a big group of kids that I had to be responsible for.
Yeah.
And when I realized speech pathology, I knew that that was what I wanted to be doing, one-on-one teaching the way that we do. As far as getting a job at Ann Carlson, I came and worked part-time somewhere else, and then Ann Carlson had a part-time job, so I got my other half day there, and then that grew into a full-time job.
Wow. And so now you've been there 35 years.
Yes.
Awesome. And
every day is different. I mean, there is just never a bore. I have never had the word boring come into my vocabulary about my job.
Well, you know, some of us appreciate that. We appreciate the always something new, but always being able to help and give back. And if anybody has questions about becoming a speech pathologist and language pathologist or working at the Ann Carlson Center or anything else during the speech therapy month, what are some ways they can contact you or the Ann Carlson Center for that?
They can contact Chris Nitschke. She's the director of therapy. And there is also online they can contact anncenter.org. And we have openings right now. And, you know, and anybody who's thinking about speech therapy, it is a very secure job. There are openings all over the state.
Yeah.
In fact, somebody told me there were like 140 openings right now within North Dakota.
So definitely a job in need.
Yes, definitely.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And anything else about being a speech and language pathologist or working at the Ann Carlson?
There's one thing. You see that Chris and I both have blue necklaces on?
Yeah.
Today is Apraxia Awareness Day.
Okay.
And apraxia is something that speech therapists work with often with our kids who have some motor control issues with their speech and learning their speech.
Yeah.
So it's a day to think about that.
Excellent. All right. Well, thank you for that. And Anne, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Okay. Thank you.